Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, chutzpah, moxie, intestinal fortitude, guts. There we stood out on the street, Poydras to be in fact, the heart of New Orleans, near a bench where the homeless guy slept last night. We gathered to pray. It was just last week at the National Youth Gathering. First, we would sing two songs, some with movement, and then we would pray Luther's morning prayer. Afterwards, we'd break up into family groups, and each and every one of us would pray. Not only did the pastor pray, but each person prayed. You know, really, the whole day was drenched in prayer, like my t-shirt was drenched in sweat. There was prayer in the morning at the Bible study. There was prayer at each one of the breakout sessions. There was prayer before our meals and prayer at the evening dome event. 22,000 plus people, mainly high school youth, praying all day long. And our group, outstanding on the street each morning, praying. Now that's chutzpah, moxie, intestinal fortitude, guts. We'd be inclined to say that Abraham had a lot of guts in our Old Testament reading today. He stands there before the judge of all the earth, and he bargains. Lord, how about this deal? Okay, you liked that. Well, let me ask for just a little bit more. Good. Then how about settled? Except maybe you could throw in a little, while we're talking, how about, one more thing. Chutzpah. Except that really doesn't describe Abraham's attitude at all. He says, I am nothing but dust and ashes. So then where does he come off talking to the Lord like that? Well, Abraham understood and believed what God would have us understand and believe today, that the Lord has gifted us with prayer and that it's not about us at all. It's about the Lord in His mercy and the gift that He's given to us in prayer. A prayer is a merciful gift from the Lord that we often misuse and abuse. Now, sometimes we approach the Lord in prayer as if it's all about chutzpah. We brazenly ask for whatever we want, not considering whether it's in keeping with what is taught to us in Holy Scripture or whether it's loving towards others. An A on the exam, though I didn't study. Permission to go out, though my parents said it's not safe. A date with that guy, even though he has a girlfriend. That new job, though my wife is afraid it'll take too much time away from my family. For the kids, to move closer, back to home, though it's really all about what I want. The Lord is often treated like a soda machine, some grand vending machine up in the sky that doles out our demands, as if we're the ones that are calling the shots. Often our pleadings are simply a mask for ultimatums that God better do what we want, or we're through with Him. Well, that's one extreme. The other extreme is just as much misusing God's merciful gift of prayer, and that's if we don't approach God at all. Like I talked about in our children's message, if we simply ignore praying altogether, too busy, too confident, we can handle it all on our own. Or we don't pray because we don't believe that God cares to hear from us. Ah, he's got too much going on to think about little old me. Or I don't deserve God's help. Look at the mess that I've made of my life. And none of these is the way that Abraham understood the Lord's invitation. Neither of these extremes are the way that Abraham understood this merciful gift. He knows he has got no claim on God. He's just dust and ashes. He's not dictating. He's begging, pleading. And he does ask. He's not afraid to pray and to ask for more, more, more. How can dust and ashes ask, even push Almighty God, and not be reprimanded by God for doing it? It's because Abraham knew this. The prayer line is open to us because of God's mercy in Jesus Christ. Abraham's prayer didn't begin with Abraham presuming to approach God. The Lord initiated it with a gracious invitation in verses 17 and 18. The Lord starts the conversation, and those verses tell why. To say, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in Abraham, is a promise of the Messiah. All people will be blessed because one of Abraham's great, great, great descendants would be the Christ. Jesus would bless all nations by reconciling the world to God, bringing us back into a relationship with our Heavenly Father. And get this, the Lord, as he stood speaking to Abraham, was none other than this Christ. Long before he would become incarnate, a true human being, as Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This Lord himself invited Abraham to pray to him because of the Messiah that he would be. God invites us to pray to him because of Jesus. Proper prayer, Christian prayer, is always through Jesus the Christ, the Messiah. And we are privileged to go to the Father through the Son. And that's because Jesus' death on the cross took away the sin that separates us from God, that would have kept God from answering any of our prayers. And now, because those sins have been nailed to Jesus' cross, we're back together with God. He's our dear Father. We're his dear children. And the Father answers the requests of his children. We plead for mercy in Jesus' name. Because our merciful Jesus does not only make us acceptable to the Father, but our prayers as well. See how great God's mercy is in answering prayer? This is where Abraham's story really gets amazing. Abraham cared about Sodom because his nephew Lot was living there, and Abraham wanted to save him. We all have special, personal family concerns, and we may not think that they're a big deal to God, but look how the Lord answered Abraham. Six straight times. Count them. Yes, 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 yes. And in the bigger picture, God has already answered even more wonderfully back in verse 19. That the Lord may, that the Lord will bring to Abraham what he has promised him. And that's our promise as well. The Lord says yes in showering his mercy and peace upon us. He allows us to address him in the faith that he has given to us in baptism, and which he continues to strengthen through his word and his table. We plead our case to him, trusting in his mercy for us fragile, fallen humans, knowing his mercy is new each morning and his grace is sufficient at all times, in all places. And if we don't know what to say, we speak the words that he has given us. our Father, who art in heaven. You see, it's not guts, moxie, or chutzpah that lets us come before the all-knowing, all-powerful Lord. Prayer is a blessed privilege, a gift given us from our merciful Father for the sake of His Son. And that means that we can pray with the same forward boldness that Abraham shows. We turn to the Lord in constant pleading prayer, leaning on His mercy, which always hears. We pray to our Father. Amen. So let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen.